Was watching TV with my buddy Stevie when we saw the strangest thing. It was so compelling, a woman was selling maxi pads that had wings. I turned to Channel 3 and what did I see? A woman who looked real rich. She was living on the hill and pitching Vagisil for the special feminine itch. I tried once more and I turned to Channel 4 and I was shocked, I must confess. A gal who was chunky said when she's smelling funky, she just squirts it with FDS. Well, it's on every station, it's plugging up the nation with feminine hygiene ads. Douches and ointments and OBG appointments, and don't forget your maxi pads, cause they have wings to fly. Let's give it a try, it's feminine hygiene. Well, a mama and a daughter walking by the water, somebody don't feel fresh. A monostat 7 put her back in heaven, cause the yeast really makes a mess. Middle-aged debutante looking for a lubricant, I still can hear her voice. Her mama done told her when a woman gets older, the muffin downstairs don't stay moist. Well, it's on every station, an oversaturation of feminine hygiene dings. Creams and lotions and all her emotions and all the water she retains. It's so insane, this game. There's too many names for feminine hygiene. Why do we have to view all that stuff girls go through? It's really got my stomach reeling. Let's give those ads we see a hysterectomy, or at least make them more appealing. Cause they're on every station, an oversaturation of feminine hygiene ads. Douches and ointments and OBG appointments, creams and lotions and all her emotions. Summer's Eve and Massengill, and if you itch, huge Vagisil, Kotex, Tampax, Gynacort and Yeastex, Norforms, Pamprin, Feminique and Replens, Motrin, Midol for when you're suicidal, Monistat, Femstat, a plug for this, a pad for that. The list goes on and on. It's so insane to me. It's on my TV. It's feminine hygiene. It's on my TV. It's feminine hygiene.